This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
So technically, I didn't go to college, but I did hook up with a girl from UCLA for like 6 weeks. So
that's what's up.
I did get some type of education.
Experience. Yeah.
Good education. Good brain.
Yeah. I was so poor, too. She would swipe me into the dining room. I was like, oh... Can I get that card? She's like, no. I'm like, all right, bet. Last one to the airport buys breakfast.
Buy breakfast.
Day one. What is up, my boy?
We got in the fucking building.
We got Antonio AJ Ortiz
in
the building.
What's up with y'all? How y'all doing?
AKA famous. Crazy Kanan.
Famous, yeah. That's personally one of my favorite characters in the show.
Wait, hold up, guys. Hold up.
What, Dave?
What the fuck, Dave?
We got to get this in. Yeah, we gotta get this in.
Hold on! No. The boys got the honey cake. Shout out to YouTube.
What? No!
The boys got the honey cake.
Killing the game.
Nah, I forgot
good
about
timing,
this.
Dave. We're just about to get into some Raising Kanan stuff, and Dave has to make it about us again. Thanks, Dave.
Fucking Dave, bro. Inconsiderate, awesome. Bro.
This is dope. Thank you, guys. Nah, and I'm honey glad, cake. I'm glad shout Antonio's out to- here to share this moment with us.
Nah, shout out to the subscribers. Beautiful. Shout out to all the supporters. Y'all been watching us, tuning in, liking, subscribing. Honey,
damn,
cake.
That's dope.
Boys got the plaque. Baby.
I thought it'd be like at least like this is a little plasticy. Fucking, come on, YouTube, fucking making these guys money. This
like,
is plastic. Get like, this out of here.
They're like, hold on, y'all got to get a million, then you see what the real shit look like.
100,000 is crazy.
They're gonna flag this episode now.
they're gonna flag us. They're not gonna promote
they're flagging this. What is up, bro? How you been?
What's up, brother? I've been chilling, man. We filming for season 3 right now.
Fuck
so
yeah.
I just
you've already
working.
Said that you posted and shit like that.
Yeah,
in season
I'm
3,
posting
yeah.
shit. You feel me?
Yeah, dude, it's weird because...
It's hard to hold back, bro.
Right.
Like,
what, am I not going to post anything
lot.
For six
like,
months?
I can't post in costume. I can't post in the trailer. Like, it's just
I'd be like,
mad
bro,
random
I'd be
shit.
Like, no, they got to see what's going on behind the
they
scenes.
They
got to
know
bro.
We still
at least
working.
A little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because all they say is, yo, working. What is season? What is? They got to see that we working, bro.
Exactly.
Got to show them a little something.
Exactly.
It's weird because that's what you go to work every day.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Just not post for 6 months?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? They actually, I had to be told to chill out on how much I was posting because it wasn't like I was posting anything that was like, you know, about the show too much or
right.
like giving away stuff. But I was posting shit in my uniform, like my costume, and I was posting
right.
shit like just being on set and like, you know, talking to the people.
Bro,
that
you
were
have two photos house. On your Instagram. What do you mean?
I had.
Oh, you archived everything.
He's like the archive.
That's
everything.
Why he's only got two.
And then I started posting on my story a lot, thinking like, oh, 24 hours, I'll be fine.
Right.
And then I started getting some type of popularity. And it was like, that actually is a long period of time. So
right.
I had to really be, you know, picky on
was
what
it Sabrina?
I posted. It was a lot of people. I'm not gonna lie. It wasn't
was
just her, but it was a lot of people that contacted me like, yo, you want to chill out a little bit.
Yeah, so. That was around my birthday. Remember my 20th birthday where we had the bowl?
Makai's birthday is when they actually called me because we went to the strip club for his birthday. I'm
oh, right.
Shit.
What strip club y'all went to?
It's the 21st. We went to Angels.
Yeah, Malcolm texted me and was like, he's Uncle Lou.
Okay.
He texted me and was like, yo, we're going out for Makai's birthday. I forgot we were in L.A. We couldn't make it or something. I forgot what we were doing.
It was great, but it's my first time at a strip club, right?
What?
So... I've been to clubs before, but the only strip club I've ever been in is when I was filming a movie when I was like 7.
Mm.
So that shit didn't count. You know what I'm saying? You go to the club and everything, and somebody, I got a zip card for this. I bought like a fire outfit. I was hype as hell.
Mm.
I spent about 2.5 hours driving and 40 minutes in the strip club.
Oh,
not gonna lie, I was so pissed when we were leaving.
My first strip club was in a Power episode, too. That's hilarious.
Right? It's like, you don't know how it goes, though, when you go to, you don't, I thought we staying here for like 2 hours, 3 hours. Mm-hmm. When they told me, like, this is kind of how you do a pop out, I was like,
Pop out, show your ass for a little bit, get up.
Yeah, and then get up out of there.
My second strip club was with him, and then my second, third, fourth, fifth,
y'all
sixth, seventh, eighth was all with him.
Yeah, y'all been turning the fuck up. I love it, bro.
Y'all gotta pop out.
The first time, this episode have already passed by the time Miami happened, but my first strip club was, we had a booking in Miami. And I just wasn't a strip club guy, like I never been. And I was like throwing the money, and Michael's like, no, you gotta do it like this. Grab all the money. And he's like, oh, I can do that. And they're like, yeah, it's good.
You feel me? Like, you gotta do it like this. You gotta fade it out a little bit. And then spread it. You feel me? You gotta spread it on
the
cheek.
Listen, you gotta do the Pooch Icy spread. You gotta do the Pooch Icy spread.
You gotta spread it on the, you gotta see each one. Especially with some big shit, you gotta see how much single she could spread on her shit. Like, you gotta see how far she could go. You know what I mean? Like, it's fun. It's experiment.
The strip club we went to was like a no nudity club, right?
That's all the strip clubs in New York, bro. It's only one strip club that's like nudity, but you can't drink in there.
Word?
Yeah, they don't serve like no liquor in there.
Michael doesn't know that.
Michael knows.
He know fucking everything about these clubs. Yeah. But what's crazy is, right, we get there and shit. It's a no nudity club, so I'm just expecting like a bunch of lingerie and shit. Every dancer in there got ass naked as soon as we was in there, bro.
Really?
They got ass, bro. And then they saw it was his birthday.
Oh, they started wilding.
Bro, one girl simulated I'm not even going to that shit was amazing, bro. We just had a great time.
You got to go to a strip club in Jamaica, bro. They be...
I've only been out the country twice. What? I've been out the country to Canada, and then I went to literally the tip of fucking Mexico one time.
Can't sit down, bro.
And that's it.
Well, we got to go... Like, we all got to just go somewhere, bro. Like, the whole gang, bro. Like... Just be outside.
That shit would be. You know what would happen?
Nigga, me,
we
you,
did.
Ohio.
We just went to fucking.
Everybody else was
in Houston.
Everybody else was in there. Feel me? We gotta have everybody. You know what I'm saying?
But you take y'all Toby. Two from your show, right? You take somebody from our show. You take one person from Force. I promise you. Everybody in that club will be obsolete, but y'all. That shit's gonna be crazy, bro.
Nah, that should be.
Nah, we already went out with just us.
Damn, I'm kidding. What are you saying, bro? That should be crazy.
We have to bleep that, but... We're going to take a quick break from the episode and talk to you about our sugar daddies at Money Lion. They are doing everything with the boys. I literally think they just sponsored my friend's quinceañera. Like, that's how interested Money Lion is with the boys.
All right, listen, we want to share the wealth with y'all, all right? Look, y'all can live your best life, too. Y'all could get y'all quinceañera sponsored as well. Like, listen, we're getting more and more signups every day, though. Sign up to get your name in the jar. We're giving up to what?
100K
at the end of the year. We're giving away 100K, baby.
And we give away money weekly. Just random people are being picked, giving $200, $300. People are making money just from signing up. And honestly, like, even without that, Money Lion is just a great app to have. It's the cool way to talk about money. You know, and no one likes talking about money except if you're the boys. You know what I mean?
We like talking about money, but nobody likes talking about managing money. You know what I'm saying? Nobody likes talking about being smart with your money. It's, you know, it's the boring shit, but it's important. You know what I'm saying? Money Lion is going to help you, and they're going to make it fun for you. You know what I'm saying?
We make it fun, you know? Every time you money, we like to be Money Lions. You know what I'm talking about?
Every other week, baby, we're giving away $1,000.
One band.
Yeah, one little band. But it goes far, though. It goes far. It gets you some gas in your car. You can get some kicks, get some groceries. You know what I'm saying? You could get your shorty a little, you know, a little bouquet of roses.
Nah, don't do that. Just get something for yourself. You know? That's the way I roll, buddy.
We got 5 winners this week. What are we doing? We're gonna let them know who wants some money this week?
Let's go through them right now. Drum roll, please. Heaven Faison with $175. Heaven as in where you go when you die if you're a good person. Faison, $175.
Second winner got $200.
$200? Who's this?
Andre Barnes.
Ooh, Andre Barnes. And his roar tag is 45 Shine.
All right, so my boy Kevin Juno Quack. This one.
Hey, yo. He said Quack, I promise,
Quack,
okay?
Why he won $230. That boy getting money over here.
Yes, sir.
Yo, Walter McDougal, you won $185. MacMan 5, my boy won $185. I wonder what you're going to do with
Walter that. Walter McDougal's $185. Our next winner... And last winner is Vivian Boykins, and she won $210.
$210.
$210, kid. Now that's Italian, all right? What's your world tag, Mike?
Vivita Great, 93. Listen, sign up and create your world tag using the referral code $ The Crew Has It.
So, let's get into it, bro. You're shooting season 3. But season two is airing right now.
Yes, sir.
How has it been? How's this journey been? Where did it start? Like, let's hear it.
Well, I mean, it started with, you know, the audition process and everything. And what's crazy is I auditioned for it 3 times. And interestingly enough, the last audition was the chemistry read with Makai. And I swear the only reason I booked that is because normally, you know, callbacks, and when it's not like 2 people, they keep y'all separate. So one of y'all got a 10 o'clock appointment, one of y'all got a 4 o'clock appointment. They don't want you to see each other. They scheduled us 15 minutes apart. Mm. So I see my competition, and not even trying to be cocky, anything like that. I was just confident that day. I was like, it's not his. He's not getting that. So they had written, I don't know who it was, because it wasn't the music producer for the show, but I know somebody wrote basically like 3 bars, and they wanted me to spit in the room. It was kind of, it would have been offbeat. So I just, making music and shit, I just kind of freestyled the next like 3-4 lines. As I kept spitting, I remember Sasha and Bart were in the read with me. Mm. Sasha is looking at the paper, and then he looks back at me and just puts the paper down. Bart keeps looking back at Sasha like, what the fuck is this? Like, did you write this? Nope.
Just freestyling.
Just freestyling.
Bart's like, is this that's rap so right tough. Now? What's going on?
I honestly think that hunger and that initiative is what kind of got me that part. And then meeting with Makai, we bullshit talked for 15 minutes before we read any scene. And the fact that we just clicked like that.
You were in the lobby, like waiting?
Nah, I didn't see him until I came in the room. Then as soon as I came in the room, I dapped him up like how I dapped y'all up and everything. But I already know y'all. And it was the same vibe. Right, we just started talking. We just started having a good-ass time. And we kind of forgot we were there. Because then Sasha goes like,
you ready?
I was like, oh, shit, yeah. But they made the whole thing, bro. It was an NDA with it. There was different names. The scene different. Like, I didn't know what the fuck I was going out for. And then I get it, coincidentally, I always like telling the story. Coincidentally, I had gone out for a show that would have been on Showtime as well.
Uh-huh. Right? What show is it?
I don't know the name of it, but what I do know is that my character would have been a male prostitute in New Orleans, right?
I think you lucked out.
So cool, right? When I went to the audition for both of these, they asked me if I was comfortable with nudity. So I was like, yeah, cool, that's fine, I don't care. I get the call that I booked it, right? So my agent goes, you booked the show, the one with the nudity in it. Immediately went to the one that I was a prostitute in New Orleans. I'm like, fuck.
Right.
All right. I mean, listen, man, I might get an Emmy off this one. Fuck it.
Like, right.
You know, it's a deep role. And they were like, no, it's Power. I was like, like power? They was like, yeah, like the shit with, you know, 50 Cent, Amari Hardwick. I was like, I thought this nigga just died. Like, I just watched you kill him, bro. So I'm like, hold on, this don't make sense. Because I'm a fan of the show, bro. I was a fan of the show. My dad watched
y'all. That's a crazy-ass feeling, damn.
My dad watched from episode 1. So by mid-season 2, I started, like, tagging along and watching. Mm. I caught up on your show and everything, and it was like, this shit is amazing. So when they told me that I actually booked this shit, bro, I let out a little tear.
Yeah, so you had no idea with Power. It was like, yeah.
At all, bro. And then, like I said, the names were different. So when I found out that Makai is playing Kanan, it was like,
he was like, what?
Is this like an origin story shit? And that's exactly what the fuck it was. And I feel like since the day I met him, it's just been straight chemistry.
You finish.
That's the type of energy he give off, though. Like, when you first meet Makai, it feels like someone like you knew already. Like,
yeah. I don't get it with him, bro.
No, for real. Like,
he's just a warm kid.
Yeah, he is. Nah, I feel like the world hasn't tainted him yet. Yeah, yeah. And I keep trying to not do that.
Right, right.
Like, when we went to the strip club, right? I was telling him, like, yo, bro, you going to have to, all right. But then he was like, I'm like, you know, I'm not going to fuck his life up yet. I'm going to let him enjoy this.
In Houston, bro was on. He was wild. He was wilding, bro. Yo, oh my God.
And we were like in the back, like, looking.
I was looking at him like, look at my boy.
I'm telling you, bro, he's an amazing fucking person.
Hell yeah.
It's so funny, though, with how secretive Power is. Like, you'll shoot, like, a whole season. You have no idea what you just shot. They're like, yeah, that was Power. You're like, wait, what? You shot 10 episodes. I have no idea what it was.
And then on top of that, we're doing a period piece, right? So I can't say certain shit. Like, bro, it's crazy because that is such... I've never been told that I sound like I'm from this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's ever told me that until I booked this show. And especially having a rap.
I can imagine how that feels. Like, you sound like you from...
Bro, I make music, right? Bro, I swear to God, there's times that I go in the booth, I do 1 take Drake. I get that shit out. Bro, Drake, if I book 4 hours, I'm doing at least 6 songs. Bro.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's how I work. Everything is written already before I get there. This man had me record the song line by fucking line,
word.
Bro.
Damn.
Like, literally just spit one out as hard as I can, and then...
Oh, like punching in type shit.
Yeah, bro.
That's how a lot of artists record nowadays, too. That's crazy.
Because they can't fucking rap. That's an entirely different conversation.
Wait, so that's what happened with Streets Need a Body, you mean?
Yeah.
So I'm curious about that because I've never had to, you know, no one's ever come up to me and been like, hey, can you make a song for this show or movie? So yeah. How does that work? They record the song and like you have to go to a sound stage?
Yeah, did
they
make like a reference track for
it? Yeah, so they had a reference track and everything. I gotta boast about Sean C. Sean C is an incredible fucking producer. He made the song. He made the beat. He just lays the track from front to back.
Be go crazy.
There was a reference track that we made, and it does sound different from the final product. I will say that. Right. But it's fucking beautiful. And when I first recorded it, I remember sending it back to them thinking, I killed this shit, bro. Mm-hmm. They about to just put that straight on the show. This man FaceTimed me. He didn't even call me regular. This man FaceTimed me. He's like, how old are you again? At the time, I think I was about to be 22 or I just turned 22. And right. I was like, I'm 22. He was like, okay, that's why. No problem. Oh. I thought you was a little older. I was like, the fuck does that? I got so self-conscious. I was like, the fuck does that mean? He's like, you just really that? Sound like a 2000s kid. I was born in 99, bro. Don't even do that. Like, right. I hold on to that shit so much, right, bro. Right. Everybody be like, oh, you a 2000? Nope, I'm a 90s kid. But we wound up, I don't know if you guys ever heard the Scenario remix by Tribe Called Quest with a dude named Kid Hood. Mm-hmm. On a first verse. Yeah.
Nah, I never heard the remix, but I know the song.
It's crazy. It's a crazy story about, bro. He actually died, if I'm not mistaken, right before the song came out or right after the song came out. So he didn't really get to see the success of that shit. Damn. We basically studied his whole verse front to back. I basically studied his lifestyle. I studied how he was, how he talked. And I basically just studied every Queens rapper that came out in the last 25 years. And that's how I was able to get the voice. That's how I was able to get the pronunciations down. That's how I was really able to work through the whole shit. It was amazing. I'm not that really process.
You did it at home or you did it?
We had
they booked
fucking,
you a studio session or
not even. This is mid pandemic.
Okay.
This is right when we came back right. from
so
the
they're
pandemic.
Like, oh, y'all can't go nowhere. They're
bro,
like,
they gave me one of these shits right
in the crib, right?
In the crib. I got the whole living room cleared out. And this is still right before I moved out to projects. Mm. So I'm in a project crib. You got fucking sirens outside.
Everything,
playing basketball.
Bro. You got the whole city making
bro, you got the whole... Bro, I'm near the 6 train, bro. Like, you hear
quiet.
All that shit. And he kept asking me, like, are your windows open? Nope. The project windows, nigga. I can't do bus so
hey,
much.
Hey, are you on a subway platform?
Yeah,
what are you
like,
doing?
Bro, I'm sorry, but we finally got the finished product, and I feel like he brought the best out of me. I feel like if I had just put out what came out, like, when I first tried it, it wouldn't have been the song
same,
that we
man.
Have now.
Yeah.
And Haley fucking... She murdered that hook, bro. Yeah, yeah. I get goosebumps every
she's
time I hear
her sing. Tough. She's
bro, it's so interesting when you do your, because I do voiceover work as well, and when you go and you're
I
like...
I fucking knew it, bro. Yeah. I have a little sister.
Yeah.
I know I've heard your voice in other places, bro.
Yeah,
I've been saying this shit for years.
I've done some shit. So you'll go in, you'll lay it down, you'll be like, fuck yeah, I killed it. And then the people who are, like the audio engineers are like, woo. Let's take this line by line. Let's figure out. I'm like, that yeah. wasn't fire. Then you listen to what they did, yeah. and then you go back and listen to the first take, and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. It makes you very self-conscious.
Right.
You
but yeah,
that.
It's like you think you just killed it, and then all of a sudden that's why they do their job right. And, yeah. and then it comes out good. You're like,
that's
oh,
a fact.
Okay.
It was a great process.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, but Sasha did talk about he said that the second you walked in, did you watch his episode, right?
Yeah.
He's like, the second you walked in, this is famous. Mm. He's like,
you know what's crazy? I know that that's more than likely 150% true, but I felt so nervous walking into that
room. Of course.
Because normally you have a producer there, maybe.
Right.
You feel me? And the showrunner.
Right.
They couldn't have picked nobody else for famous, though. Like,
I really
yeah,
appreciate
I agree,
that shit,
bro.
Nigga, bro. Like,
right. I really appreciate
bro,
that
bro, I ain't gonna lie. Like, there's literally no one else they could have picked to play famous, bro. Like,
I love how he gets mad when people calls people when people call him Tariq. He sees you, he's like, this famous.
Nah, but like,
well, I respond to that now a little bit more than I respond to AJ.
Yo,
I'm not
that
gonna
was
lie.
A point where I, that was,
I know
was
it was,
shit.
Bro.
Niggas would be like, yo, Tariq. I'd be like,
you know how many people I know don't know your real name?
Bro,
they just call you Tariq.
Bro, I'd be like, Michael, bro. Michael.
I get it, bro. Like, I get Michael, it. But every time Michael. I hear fit, I just start turning.
You just turn right, like, yeah, bro. Yeah, like,
King, how you doing? That shit is hilarious. I've never been on something that's like, I've been on shit that developed a fan base. I've never been on shit that was
already,
already
has some shit that's just like
rocket,
booming.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rocket. So,
so where'd you start? Like you told me you started mad young, huh?
Yeah. So basically, my mom was a college professor when I was young, and one of her students was a model. And she told my mom, like, they had, like, bring your kid to work day or something. And I came to the school a couple times. And my mom was, like, she was very overprotective of me at that time. that the student that she had, which we still speak to this day, the student that she had was like, this kid is fucking cute. Like, you could throw in the kid modeling. Like, you make a little extra bucks on the side, shit like that. Like, it wasn't supposed to be anything, you know, major. I did a Kmart shoot, and I remember trying to do fucking cartwheels through the whole shit. And the dude that was doing it for the photo shoot, coincidentally, happened to be doing the commercial the next day. So he was like, all right, this shit ain't working. But he could be in the commercial, though, because we need a little energetic motherfucker going through the aisles. That's exactly how it started. And ever since that Kmart commercial, it's just been up since then, bro. I've been going on auditions. I've been booking shit. Like, my first movie, I was 4.
Damn.
Shit you not. And I actually, one of the things I kind of pride myself on, like, I've never did a major network like Nickelodeon, Disney. I was doing movies from RIP, bro. Like, it made me grow up a little faster. I'm not going to lie to you.
Right. Hell yeah,
bro. My first R-rated shit was up 6.
Oh, yeah, so
that's the strip club shit. We were filming in Puerto Rico, all that shit. Like, niggas just shooting each other. It was crazy.
Nah, that's lit.
There's a movie called Illegal Tender. I don't know if you...
Dude, I love that movie.
Nah, that's fire.
I'm Randy, the little brother. You remember that shit?
Yes, bro.
I did not expect you to see that. That's crazy.
I love that movie. Who's the actor that played your older brother?
Rick Gonzalez.
Bro, that movie's so fire. Have you seen that movie?
Nah, I never seen that shit.
You ever seen Coach Carter?
Coach Carter, yes.
You know the Spanish kid from Coach Carter with the fro?
Yeah.
That's Rick Gonzalez. He played my older brother in Illegal Tender.
Bro, I love him. I did not know you were in that.
He's an incredible fucking actor.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. He's a great
I haven't
person.
Seen that movie in a long time, but I remember, like, I being a kid, because also that movie Next Day Air that Omari was in.
That was
like,
incredible.
Those were the movies that I grew up on.
You know that there's a little, there's like a thing, there's like a, what is that shit called? Like a conspiracy that Ghost is the character from Next Day Air. Shit you not.
Have you seen that movie with Mike Epps?
I've seen it before, yeah, but
fire.
I watched it.
He was a major drug dealer in that fucking movie. Right. He was like pre, it would be pre-Ghost. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That shit was cool.
That's where like the ghost face started.
Because
I think he gets shot in like one of the rooms. He's like,
yeah,
you know what I'm talking about? But he's way better at it.
That was a great movie, bro. That's a good throwback. I'm not going to lie to you.
So you do that movie and then where does it go next? Like,
so basically that movie said, it sent me into popularity. I'm not gonna lie. We did like the Puerto Rican Day Parade after that, and we had a float and everything. And then after that, I just kept booking shit. It was weird. I was doing a lot of independent projects, but then I was also doing a lot of feature films. And I was like, I kind of got put into this like pigeonhole category of the funny fat friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at 12, I starved myself until I lost some type of weight.
Right.
Lost the weight, kept it off, and I started really honing in on my craft and like really working on shit. And that's when I started booking more of the deeper roles. There was a movie I did called Three Generations with Elle Fanning. And it was about three generations of women in the family. And then the last generation wanted to be a man. She transitioned, rather, she became transgender. And I feel like, firstly, that movie came out at a time where it was taboo to talk about it.
Right.
And I feel like it was extremely important for it to come out when it did. Once I did that movie, I felt like there was a purpose behind acting. It wasn't just a check.
Right.
I can actually make somebody's day a little bit better by doing this, you know?
Right.
So I kind of started going out for shit that was harder, you know? Shit that I felt like I didn't really match the character description that well. It's like blonde hair, blue-eyed kid. I'm still going out for it, you know? Like, just to see if my talent can put me in different places. And it fucking did.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We're here. Believe in your fucking self, man.
That is the one thing that believe I feel like yourself, I never did before. I never believed in my talents and I never believed in myself.
It took me a while to really believe in my shit too, bro. Like I did it, like I did shit when I was little. And you know what's crazy? Like my career really kind of started just like yours, bro. A lady came up to me and my mom's from a talent agency, a kid's talent agency, and she was like, "Is your kid into modeling or acting or anything like that?"
Mm-hmm.
And literally my first two jobs was a photo shoot for Target and a commercial for Price Choppers.
See,
and literally, bro. And like after that, I did a music video, and then boom, whatever. But like,
I think I know
how come no one came up to me and said I was a hot kid? I would have been richer, way younger.
Nah, but
that's how shit goes, man.
It's
like,
crazy,
I own something on my side. Like, I just moved out the projects and started season 2. I've been acting 20 years, bro. But real shit, it's like you already know how this goes, bro.
Hell
certain
yeah.
projects pay better than others, and it's like I moved my parents out first. I moved my parents and my sister out first. I feel like that was important. You feel
so
me?
He was out the project before you was.
Yeah, because my sister's...
That's real shit right
now.
There. That's
so,
real
like,
shit right there, bro.
At
I ain't
the
gonna
time,
lie.
She was 8.
That's like, what, bro? Like, bro, y'all niggas getting money, bro. Move your parents out the hood.
That's
bro, y'all
fact.
Move yourselves out.
Bro,
that's tough, bro.
Man, we were just talking about shit like this in the hall.
That's
shit. It's
crazy,
like,
bro.
Shit happens. You feel me? Like,
that's
there's situations where your notoriety brings danger.
Hell yeah.
I felt like I already knew how to move in the projects. My sister didn't need to learn that. My sister didn't need to be that person. Yeah. She's only fucking 8. So it's like, I'm gonna let her develop. Because she didn't even have friends yet. Mm. She's like, I'm gonna let her develop and shit out there, wherever right. they move to. And they moved to Brooklyn, and she's a completely different person than who I was at 10. So
yeah. That's beautiful, bro. That's real beautiful. I ain't gonna lie, that's tough.
Did people start like recognizing you like there, like where you lived and all that stuff? Like, or it was kind of like a known yeah. I know the answer. I just wanted to bring up the topic.
It's funny because like Illegal Tender was a hood favorite, right? So every hood that I went to, I was getting recognized out the ass. Mm-hmm. Even now at this age, it was like, because my face didn't change that much.
Right.
There was a couple times that I'd go to like Bushwick or something, they'd be like, you didn't give me Legal Tender. It's a throwback, but yeah, I am. Cool. When this shit came out, bro, it was everywhere. Yeah. I don't care. It didn't have to be a hood, bro. I was getting recognized in Soho. I was getting recognized in Jersey. I was getting recognized. I went to Kalahari. You know the
that's like upstate type shit?
Nah, I think that's in Pennsylvania. It's like a water park.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Bro, like
the entire time I was there, bro, like it was just hordes of people coming up to me and my mm-hmm. friend group like, you the kid from Power. That shit just came out last Sunday. I was watching your ass. Like, yep, bro. Thank you.
What?
That shit is crazy.
It's crazy.
I remember my last time going to Kalahari too. I was like 6 months.
Y'all can't do regular shit no more. That's the problem. I can still do regular shit.
I be doing mad regular shit though.
We do mad regular shit.
Mad regular shit.
I feel like mad regular is like comparatively to before you were this person, before you were synonymous with the character names that you have.
Right. Mm.
Do you really think it's the exact same amount of regular
shit?
Nah,
it's definitely a lot changed. When season 1 through season 4 of Power, I was still with my friends. We were still taking the bus. Like,
I feel you on that. Yeah.
Of original Power.
I feel you
and
on
like,
that.
Once season 4 really started blowing up, because that's when like Power started becoming like a real like phenomenon type shit.
Yeah.
So like, people really started noticing me everywhere. Because I used to be able to, like, people ask me, yo, you look like that kid from Power. Like, nah, it's not me. After a while, nigga, I couldn't deny that shit. Yeah. After a while. So I was like,
you got a very distinctive ass face, bro.
It was crazy, bro, but like, shit, man, like, yeah, nah. Now, I don't know, like, I be doing regular shit, but it's definitely a way different type of step.
It's a different type of regular.
Yeah.
My issue is I don't think of myself as famous.
Yeah, so, like, that's the thing, too. Like, sometimes I just be like, bro, whatever, like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like,
right.
You
do,
like,
but then Joe and the people around us be like, you guys can't do that.
Yeah,
and I'm like, dude, don't. I post my location. Like, I post where I'm at.
Dude,
I was rollerblading down Ventura in L.A. like a week ago.
And you was just
and
recording
I was like,
shit,
look
huh?
at me rollerblading. And then I just was like, I don't think of anything like it. Yeah, then all of a sudden, like, people are pulling up next to you on the road. They're like, oh, shit. Like, and I'm like, oh, okay. Like, it's weird because you don't see yourself as that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also it's a thing of like, I'm not going to let this dictate what I can and can't do.
That is a fact.
Just because I dude, I love being an entertainer. You guys see me. I'm a clown. Like, I like being funny. That's all I love to do. And I'm like, why should just me like to do that? Like, why should that hinder what I can do in real life?
I get
that. It's fucked up that's the case, but it's just like, right. bro, like,
like with that PNB Rock shit.
Yeah, bro. Crazy. Rest in peace, PNB. Yeah.
Right. It's like, I don't know, man. That stuff like gets to me because, yeah, we don't see ourselves as like that, but it's also like, that's why you have Joe and Cam being like, whoa, hold on. Like, you guys can't go to the spot.
I think
the
confirmation I had to that was I had posted when I moved into my new apartment, when I moved out the projects and shit. I was so happy.
Right.
So when I posted the whole inside of the crib and that wasn't a problem. But then I had posted the view from my apartment.
Right.
And it's funny as hell. I remember, you guys know Toby Sandoval. He plays.
Oh, that's our guy, yeah, bro.
We was in bro. Houston.
We had
Tito.
Him turned out in Houston.
Yeah, it was turned up.
So he actually,
turned up, not turned out. Turned, turned up. My bad.
That took a weird time.
Fire off for that.
So he actually hit me up on Instagram. He swiped up on the post and he was like, "You might want to take this down." And I didn't really know where he was coming from until I went to work and I saw him and shit. And he was like, "You know I'm right at the way from you." And I was like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah, bro, I'm right at the way from where you at." And I don't post that shit.
Yeah.
You're going to see it, though.
What's your address?
He was
like,
yeah.
No.
I was dead by the answer, too. Like, so he tells me, like, you might want to take that down. And I'm like, I'm not there yet.
Right.
Like, I definitely name dropped both of y'all. I was like, I'm not there. I'm not Tariq. I'm not Braden yet. Like,
no, but here's the thing.
Person.
It's so funny. We do the same thing, though. We're like, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking Lil Baby. I'm not Denzel. Like, I'm not there yet.
You are there.
Yeah, yeah, that's so interesting that you said that. I'm sorry. Go on.
No, you're good, bro. You just got to realize sometimes, like, it took a lot from me, especially the fact that I just moved out the projects. I'm not nobody in my mind.
Right.
Mm. Realistically speaking, like, I'm just AJ. So it took for a person to literally pull up to, there's a storage place that's diagonally across the street from my building that I caught in the camera. Son sat there for 6 hours.
Right.
I came out my crib to go to the store. And when I went to the store, he hopped out the car and was like, yo, bro, I've been sitting here for hours just trying to bump into you. I saw you post this shit. I knew exactly where that shit was at. I was like,
yeah.
And it's crazy that I niggas be comfortable no more, admitting some shit like that. Like, nigga, that's weird.
You sat here 6 hours.
I oiled my body up. I waited for you, AJ.
Bro, I'm
ever since Illegal Tender, baby.
Bro, and you really got to look at these people like, that's not weird. Okay, right. Cool. No, right. Thank you for the support. Like,
yeah, right.
You got to just keep going
like, bro,
with it.
You can't even look at them and be like, bro, that's mad weird. Like, because they going to look at you like, you a dickhead. Like,
exactly. And I learned. I feel like I learned that
you really
got to
be thank you.
I learned that I needed to be a specific person to people early, right. But I didn't realize they kind of make you somebody without you being that person.
Right.
You know?
Right.
They make who you are in their head and right. They expect you to be a specific type of way. And it's like, I can't tell you how many people have pulled up on me speaking straight Spanish because of this show. I got a fucking Puerto Rican flag above my bed, bro. Do you know how disappointed people are when they come up to me and start rambling?
And you don't know, like, you don't know what they say.
Like, damn.
Damn. Like, I'm
wait, you like, what?
I catch 3 words out the whole shit. I swear to God. Because, bro, I you're catch like, three see, words. I'll be like, no. They're like, oh, so you're not on the show. I'll be like, nah, yeah,
nah,
I
am
shit,
on the show.
I'm sorry. You gotta translate this a little bit for me. But I get what you
Yeah, it is interesting because it's funny because I used to do the same thing. I used to record out my window all the time because my super used to get arrested like twice a week.
That's
yo, I got into a fight with this nigga super, bro.
You lying.
Because of my
swear
car,
to God.
Bro. Like, not
what?
A physical fight,
nah,
but, like,
yeah, he was
just
nigga.
Bugging out on me. I'm
He's
like,
I'm going back to the crib. I'm getting a strap. Like,
yeah,
because,
like, so, boom. So, like, at the spot that G lived at.
I'm still a hooker. You
feel me? He was bugging out. So, boom, I pull up to Gianni's crib. Like, every time I pull up to Gianni's crib, I don't tell him I'm here. I don't go to his doorbell and ring. I just get there. I park right in front of his shit and go, rev my engine, like, 4 or 5 times.
I just want to throw out there, that's some cool nigga shit. That's not regular.
Hey, here's the thing. It's an Audi R8, too. It's
bro, like, we pulling up on MTA, bro. Like, I just got off the train. Where you at? Like, this nigga revving the engine. Go ahead, though. I ain't mean to cut you off.
It just got like that about 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? I was on the MTA before, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I pull up to his crib. I'm just like, I just rev my engine. He hears that shit from his window, so he just opens the door.
Yeah.
So I do it one day, and then the super's, like, across the street just, like, sweeping or whatever he's doing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. He's like, cut the fucking noise. I'm like, why are you so mad? Like, it's not even that. Like, bro, you live in New York. It's noisy
right.
Anyway.
Right.
So I said, I bet. So I start revving my shit again.
Simultaneously, I'm upstairs. I hear my super yelling. I thought he was yelling to Mike, keep revving it. That's sick.
Oh,
so I'm like, oh, yeah. My boy. You know, I'm like, oh, shit.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, you feel me? So I'm revving that shit.
No, that's
and then bro just crosses the street and just starts bugging out. I'm with Pessy. So you know Pessy. He don't fuck around. Pessy start bugging out. And then, like, the
you
situation...
You need one person around you like that.
Yeah,
at least
yeah,
one.
You need one person. Yeah. But, like, after a while, the situation just, like, diffused, but he was high.
Well,
I came
running downstairs.
Yeah, Johnny came
I put on my shoes. Oh, fuck. I looked out the window.
He went back to Whole Foods mad fast. He's like, no, please, right? It's okay. Like,
I came running out, and he's like, I'm going back. I'm like, bro, get, like, over there. This dude fights people every day anyways.
And he's just super.
Yeah, but I used to record him because he would do shit. Every day, like this dude getting arrested, this dude fighting people. I have video saved on my phone.
His
of him
job
just,
security is crazy,
bro. Right. It's not that serious, bro. It's not that serious. It was the East Village,
bro. There's no
come on,
way.
Come on, that's bro. Crazy. It's a fucking East Village. Like, what are we doing here? There's like NYU kids, like.
Bro,
so yeah, that was so. Anyways,
top
wait, where was, oh yeah, so I recorded the outside thing, but to go back to, people like waiting for us and like fanning out like. I'm a fan of other people, so I get that. Not to that extent, because we're around entertainers, you know, celebrities, musicians all the time. But I had a conversation because I've talked about this before. I went on tour with a pretty big musician last year, and people would wait outside the venue like a day earlier. Or they would wait. They would wait at his hotel.
Like they would just for some Jordans or some shit.
Right. But like, and I even just saw he's in Europe right now performing, and people would just wait outside the hotel just for him to walk out and wave. And that blows my mind because it's like, you're not even getting any entertainment. He's not singing. He's not doing anything. He's just waving.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Not to cut you off.
No, please. I cut everyone off apparently in the comments when everyone says, we're just having a fun conversation.
I read that one time. I was like, bro, he's excited. Yeah, like, what the fuck?
It's a conversation. What am I
going to do? It is. Bro, we don't. Bro,
I'll wait
don't go
until
like
you're
that.
Done speaking, then I will make my point.
Like, yeah, nah, that's
no, but go on.
But I was in the city one time. And it was just mad traffic. I was in the LES. It was like right in front of the city. I don't know if I was linking up with you. I don't know what I was doing, but I was like right by the 60. And the artist you're talking about, he was there, bro. Bro, I'm like trying to get past, bro. It's so much traffic. It's so much.
Because we went to go see. It's Michigan.
It was the day before that, I think, or the day after.
I wasn't gonna name drop, but I don't know.
I said it before, but we went to because he had SNL that night.
I think it might have been like the day. Yeah, I think it might have been the day of or something like that.
You listening to Bro since Laced Up?
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
But literally early in the day, bro, I'm like, I see like fucking 100 people in front of the 60 LES just like sitting there, and then I see the Sprinter pull up. I'm like, who the fuck is this? And I just see MGK come out. I'm like, oh shit, my boy.
Oh, because we were going to meet him because he was doing, you were staying in LES before.
I was linking up with you that day. I definitely was.
And then because he was at SNL that night. But to that point, so his producer, the guy that plays, you know, is our best friend. This guy Slim. He's one of my closest friends in the world. We sat down and I said to him, I was like, dude, they're waiting outside his hotel just to get a glimpse of him. Like, that's crazy.
It's
like,
wild, right?
And he said to me, he's like, you got to think about it. Most people never see people who are famous, ever. They never see a celebrity. Unless they go to a concert, they never just see someone being normal, not on a stage.
Exactly.
And he's like, this is why they do it. It's like, you guys are around it all the time. We're around it all the time. But it's like 99% of people, like, they don't see that.
And that's another reason I really be taking pictures 99.8% of the time. For real. Like, every time someone asks me for a picture, I have to take, because it's like, who knows when they're going to see another celebrity.
You know what
I'm saying? It's like we take pictures all day long. Yeah. It's all day, so it's just like another thing that happens. But like, that's like in Houston, like that's one time in a mall in Houston, someone will see someone.
Exactly.
And yeah, it's just—
You know what I find interesting? There will be the most regular moments to you, right? Something that doesn't stick on a memory at all. And that is literally the pinnacle of someone else's existence.
Right.
Meeting you was the thing that motivated them to do whatever the fuck they wanted to do.
Right.
And I feel like when I realized that was something that changed my perception of meeting people. Because at first, when I got on this show, it was like, I really got to change how accessible I am, right? Yes, but to an extent. It's not that I have to be completely shunned off. Mm. I have to filter it out a little bit. And I feel like learning that process is kind of what made me, because I've always been a humble dude. I'm just me, bro. You get what I'm saying? Realizing that certain times meeting people was like what they needed. There was one dude specifically as a young kid, and he told me there's a lot of shit been going on in his life. And he was like, I never felt like I could do fucking anything. And then I saw you in Illegal Tender, and then I realized you the kid from fucking Power, you're famous. And I was like, this dude's been fucking acting for years. This kid just randomly went on an audition and booked this shit and felt like he had so much more to live for now. Right. And it was like, wow.
Well, when did you have that moment of you meeting someone? Because here's the thing. I don't like talking about fame because it's like, oh, like I'm this, I'm that. Like we don't think of ourselves like that. I know all three of us personally, like that's not the way we think.
Exactly.
Because I've had that moment with someone above me. I was a server. I was catering at Sony one day. And I went out for Riverdale. That's why I always sit on the show. I went out for
Riverdale. I was in the mix. I tested for it.
Told
me
that's
before?
Awesome, bro.
I think I might have told you that before.
I don't remember you ever telling me
that. This is how
I know
y'all close. You have to talk about mad shit for years.
Everything. Riverdale and 13 Reasons Why. I went out for both those things.
Wow.
And I didn't book either of them, and I was still just—
Fuck both of them shows.
Yeah, fuck those. But here's the thing. It worked out the way it's supposed to work out.
Because if I was on either of those shows right now, I'd kill myself.
It would be 13 Reasons for fucking Gianni right now.
But here's the thing. It's like, those are great shows, but like they can't really go anywhere, and you're doing the same thing. Like, I'm doing everything I want to do right now in the show. But I went to cater at Sony on the lot, and I remember seeing the cast of 13 Reasons Why, the cast of Riverdale. Like, the show had just come out. It was the hottest thing. And I'm sitting there in a fucking catering uniform, and I'm like, I want to kill myself right now. Like, it was the worst feeling I've ever had in my life. I went in the bathroom. I'm on my phone. I'm like, man, this is fucking terrible. Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad, Walter White,
fucking Cranston,
walks
bro?
In. I swear on my life, walks in, sees
Walter
me.
Walter White?
For some reason, saw that I was so down.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was on me, like I was just in the, and he just looked at me and goes, it'll get better. And then walked out. And that was my moment that
That's
I met someone.
Bro.
And I had seen, like,
nah,
I,
what the?
That's fucking
bro,
beautiful, bro.
It, I don't even know, like what if I like was living a great life? He was like, it'll get better. I'm like, my life's pretty good. But no, yeah. For some reason, he knew.
Yeah.
And then he just said, it'll get better, and walked out. That was my moment where I met someone. So I'm not trying to play it like, oh, like I'm that person to
no,
everybody.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
That was my moment. So I'm curious, did you guys ever have a moment like that where you met someone?
Hell yeah.
Who do you remember it specifically?
I met, and you might find this funny. So I went out for... There's you guys have probably gone through this. There's auditions that you guys go to sometimes, not now, because you're who you are, but before, right? I know you went out on auditions that don't fit you at all.
Right.
Like, they don't fit your description, your personality, none of that shit. I went out for the role you played in Barbershop 3, right?
Jaylen?
That shit made no sense.
Jaylen?
That shit made no
That's
sense.
Insane.
It made no sense
what
when I went
fuck?
To the audition because they told me I'm playing Ice Cube, son. I'm like,
how?
I went out for that part too. I didn't get it.
I'm like, yo, she light skinned. Is the mom light skinned shit? Like, I ain't know. And then I rewatched Barbershop 2. I'm like, she not light skinned. Like,
right.
How the fuck is this gonna work? Yeah. But whatever. I remember going out for that, right? And then
That's
like
fucking crazy.
2 weeks after that, I shit you not, bro. 2 weeks after that, I'm doing what was I doing? I think I was doing like some random ass AIDS walk. I used to do a lot of those when I was
right.
younger, right? So I'm doing a random AIDS walk, and I'm there, I'm talking to the people and shit. I'm trying to be, you know, his Illegal Tender still has some type of fame.
Right.
So I'm trying to still ride off of that a little bit, right? I remember being there and I saw James Gandolfini.
Oh.
Right. It was like right before he passed away.
That's fucking crazy.
It was like right before he passed away. And I remember just being shocked and like just frozen.
I will freeze in my boots if I was to see him.
I had binge watched Sopranos. Like,
that's a good one.
He's also in, what's that movie, Get Shorty. Like, I found it fucking hilarious in that. Like, I just really liked him as an actor, right?
Talented motherfucker.
So he goes,
he was
yo,
different.
Yo, kid, could you excuse me real quick for taking a picture? So the guy goes, well, he's here too. He goes, oh, so get in the fucking pic. I was like, okay. So I stood next to him and the girl that played his sister in the show, the woman that
right.
played his sister in
yep.
the show. And I doubt she remembers this at all, but I remember telling her that he's scaring the shit out of me. And she was like, why? And I was like, no, I just love him so much. I don't know if I could be me. Mm. She goes, he's him. You're you.
Right.
You guys are at the same level right now. Just take the pic. I was like,
damn.
Oh, shit. And that just clicked for me for right. everybody else that I met. It was like, if I'm in a room with you, it's for a reason.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I'm here, even if in the regard of catering and shit like that, you were there for a fucking reason because you needed to meet Bryan Cranston. You needed to get that motivation. So I felt like, with that specific moment, I needed to be told that I was still important. No matter the fact that they were A-list fucking celebrities and I'm probably Z.
Right.
But still, I'm here for a reason. I'm at the AIDS walk. And it's not like, you know, I'm not a patient. So it's like, I'm here in the facility to talk to the patients.
Right.
That's important. So I felt like learning my own importance was something I needed to do along the way. And that conversation is really what got me to like, fuck that. I get it's an independent movie, but somebody feels better off this shit. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think that was my moment.
That's fucking... Do you remember yours? Mike's like, I was with 4 strippers in Jamaica, and I was like, this is it.
Fucking life, bro.
Nah, like...
fucking life,
I mean,
life,
part of that,
bro.
Yeah. You remember? I'm like, well, I'm definitely doing some good shit. But nah, real shit, though, like, I wouldn't even say it's like one specific person. I would say it's a lot of people that just like believed in me from the beginning and just really just pushed me to just keep going. I would say one person, when I used to draw graffiti a lot, somebody named Gano. He was like an actor, but he was also an artist, and he would just like, he would teach me graffiti, but like he knew, like he seen something in me that I guess like not a lot of other people seen, and he was like, yo, you need to be, you know, performing and shit like that. Another person, Megatron, he was a DJ for Hot 97.
That was one of my mother's closest friends. Like,
what?
Yeah, bro, that was my mom's best friend, bro. That's like, crazy. I knew him since I was about 5-4 years old, and like, he used to just bring me to 106 and park a lot. That's when I first met like Alicia Keys. I met like a lot of people going over there, and like, he just had. And he told my mom, like, before I started doing anything, bro, like, I always told him I wanted to be a DJ.
Word?
Yeah, I always told him I wanted to be a DJ, bro. Like, I fell in love with music before I fell in love with anything.
That's a fact.
So I told him, like, I want to be a DJ, but he told my mom, he was like, your son is going to be a star one day. He's going to be, like, a big star. He's going to be on the screen.
Yep.
And, like, I always just looked up to him because he was just always somebody I wanted to be. He was a DJ for fucking Hot 97. I'm like, yo, I want to be a DJ. Yeah. But he always just told me, yo, just keep going on your path and whatever is for you is going to be for you. And like,
that's a fact.
Yeah, and, like, he always just been a big inspiration for me. Rest in peace, Megatron.
You know who's like that for me? Because, like, not necessarily on, like, he's multifaceted as fuck, but... It may sound kind of rent. I watch a lot of podcast stuff, right? Including you guys. Crew has it.
Crew has it. Subscribe. 100K.
But what's funny is, you guys know who Joey Diaz is? Uncle Joey.
Yeah, I love it. Dude, I've met Joey Diaz a ton of times.
Hilarious. But Joey Diaz, though, I feel like he is one of the few people that started late, first and foremost,
yep,
and also made it big.
Right.
And I feel like that combination doesn't happen a lot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The fact that that man has been through the shit that he's been through,
mm-hmm,
like I said, I just moved out the project. So obviously there's a story behind that. You know what I'm saying? That man has a fucking tale to tell. And I feel like if anybody can come out of the fucking mud and make it from shit like that,
Joey Diaz.
This is just a cakewalk for me. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we all go through shit.
Right.
We all go through shit and we all have to dig into a part of ourselves we don't really like sometimes.
Right.
That man has done that shit more times than he probably wanted to. And I feel like the success and the humble nature he still has is what motivates me to be who I am.
Yeah. Have you seen Longest Yard?
Longest Yard.
Adam Sandler. It was Adam Sandler remake.
He plays Fat Tony, the guy. Somebody give me a Diet Coke!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That guy.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
The best thing I feel like I've ever heard from him was the fact he does Joe Rogan's podcast a lot, right? So one of the times he did like 3-4 years ago, he was saying that the mob movie's dead, right? Like, no mob movie's gonna come out again because of The Sopranos and shit like that, and The Godfather.
Right.
Then they made The Irishman.
Mm-hmm.
He had said so many times, like, I'm never picking up a fucking script if there's, like, Angelo, and that's the character name, shit like that. He fucking played a mobster named Angelo.
Right, right.
And I swear to God, that is the best mob movie that's come out in the last 10, 15 fucking years. Like, I get why it took that
long.
What's
the name
of it? The Irishman with Robert De Niro. And it's also an incredible dynamic shift.
It's a long-ass movie. I think I know that.
It's like 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually saw it, and I fell asleep watching it. Like, my attention span is so bad, bro.
You
got
to separate it sometimes into
3 hours. 3 hours is crazy, bro.
It's a great dynamic shift, too, because you always used to, like, Joe Pesci being the side character.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You always used to being either the muscle or somebody else that's just not high on the totem pole. You know what I'm saying?
Casino
was like the highest he'd been on the totem pole as far as the mob.
Casino
is
one of my favorite movies.
Bro, what?
That's one of my favorite movies. That's
incredible.
Shit crazy.
I went to Vegas last week. I thought it was fucking Sam Rothstein. I was like,
mm-hmm. Crazy out there.
That's fucking
that shit looks so fucking.
But I feel like real shit, Joey Diaz is a big motivation to me. And I feel like, you know, there's a lot of times that you guys can attest. There's a lot of times that you don't know if what you're doing is
the right shit. Yeah, you know, bro. Right. Like, real shit. I had that question many times. Like, obviously, like, things been going great, but I just be criticizing myself. Like,
you always gonna be your biggest critic.
Yeah, bro. It's like, all right, I'm doing this, but it's like, when it's time to branch out to some other shit, it's like, could I really do that? Like, could I put this behind me and really lock into something else? It's like,
yeah,
I had those thoughts, but
I feel hilarious.
Like, both were like somewhat inaccessible before this show. Not as far as like, because I fucking met you downtown.
Right.
I literally just walked.
Yeah, wait, I met you in the East Village.
I met him in the East Village, bro. He was getting recognized, and I was like, I'm gonna see you tomorrow.
I was taking a picture with someone the day of the Raising Kanan premiere.
No, it was the day before.
It
was literally the day before, and I was like, I'm gonna see you tomorrow. I was like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I fuck with you, bro, but I'll see you tomorrow. I got you. I'm gonna take my pick tomorrow. So he was like, all right, cool. That shit was, it was like, I still do shit like that, bro. I still run down on people. I'd be like, yo, bro, you don't realize who you are sometimes. Like, all right, cool. I met, what is this fucking guy's?
Nigga, I be doing that shit too. Like,
First of all, I met Fifth, bro.
Yeah, forget it.
You want to talk about Bryan Cranston's story? Nigga, I'm in the bathroom, literally throwing up. I'm at the first table read for Power. And I'm underdressed than a motherfucker, bro. Like, I got on some bullshit-ass cargo pants, a fucking t-shirt that my man's made the brand for. Like, I'm wearing whatever. Because I didn't, Tape reads are never big and televised.
Right.
We got stars cameras on the side and shit. For the first tape
like, read, they be making like a little behind the scenes and all that.
You ain't had a podcast, so I ain't know that. You ain't ever say shit like that.
See, look, we letting y'all know for
you
the future.
I
for
have
the, for
no
the,
prior info, so I go to the back. I saw 50, and that's what kind of sent me over the edge. I saw 50's in a fucking baby blue suit with a white turtleneck
and clean.
The crispest Air Forces I've ever fucking seen.
And the watch
seen,
was
bro.
Blinging, chain, I already know.
I kind of went partially blind for a second. But I go to the bathroom, right? Puke my life away. Go to the sink, I'm washing my face and shit. I go to walk out and I'm texting my mom, because my mom is my manager, right? So I'm texting my mom on my phone. I'm like, I know I'm here, but I don't think I can do this. Like, right. I'm panicking. And she's like, what the fuck you mean, bro? We like 18 years in this shit. What you mean you panicking? I'm like, I'm fucking panicking. Like, you don't know who's at this table read right now. I'm looking across from fucking Love and Basketball, my guy. Like, this is some shit.
Right. Yeah.
He walks in the bathroom. And as soon as he walks in, he goes, hey, pick your fucking head up. What you doing? I was like, I shit you not. This is the last day I walked with my head down. That is the last day I've ever walked anywhere with my head down. And since then, I'm chin held high, not giving a fuck.
Yep. Who's kissing?
Yep.
That's the type of energy 50 bring to you. Right. Like, if he see you, like, you kind of, like, a little to yourself, he gonna do whatever to, like, make you
bro.
Out the shell and make you just
Hell
comfortable
yeah.
with the environment. Like.
And I feel like that was probably the best way I've ever met anybody. Because it showed me how real and, like, regular he was.
Mm-hmm.
But also showed me the importance of what we was doing. It's like, you can't have that image, bro. You can't look like you scared. If you scared, everybody's going to be scared.
Right,
I was like, shit.
Right.
That stuck with me since that day. I don't even think he realizes that was that important to me.
Bro, he says mad shit that he don't realize is so important.
Just dropping fucking gems, bro. Like, it's nothing. This shit is crazy.
One thing he always tells, like, he told me this once, actually, but I just always remember it in my head. He said, never feel too entitled because that's when you deprive yourself.
Wow.
You feeling too entitled to something, you could block yourself with so many blessings that's coming your way and you don't even notice because you're so entitled to this one thing that you want so bad. And it's a million other things that's worth way more than what you want. And it's just like, you don't even know what you're missing because you're just entitled to something else. He said, yeah, whatever. Like, he said, never feeling too entitled to where you deprive yourself. I'm like, that stuck with me.
He showed me with the, I think I had 30 minutes cumulatively with 50.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just one-on-one. And I think in them 30 minutes, I've picked up more life advice than I have from anybody else I know.
Yeah.
And this shit is crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said to him many years ago, I said, hate it or love it, the underdog's on top, and he went with that. Yeah, he made a song
bro,
about
you
it.
You fucking have me, bro. I really been thinking about this. Deep
yeah,
shit,
you don't even see it coming.
I don't even see it coming, bro. But
gotcha!
All right, he texted me. I didn't know what a one-liner was, right? He goes, I'm going to teach you a thing or two, kid. I'm like, yes, please. Because I don't
know
what
the fuck
is going on.
You know what's mad crazy? I didn't know what a one-liner was up until, like a year and a half ago, probably 2 years ago.
Day before yesterday, bro.
I texted him and asked him. I was like, yo,
I never knew how to read it. You can't read it from top to bottom. You got to read it from
bottom up.
Yeah.
You know
how,
then
like,
the end of the
Japanese
day and then you go up.
Is like backwards.
Like,
it's the same shit, bro. I don't know how to read caution.
Well, I asked him if he like, I was like, hey, are you alive? We want you to come on the podcast. Like, are you shooting right now? I just didn't know his schedule.
Mm.
And he's like, yeah, I'm shooting right now. And I was like, oh, because I asked him, I was like, just check the one-liner if you're working on money. He's like, what's the one-liner?
Yeah, bro.
Shit.
I literally asked the same question 2 years ago when he told me to check the one line. I said, it was Paige that told me to check the one line. I said, what's the one line? And she's like, oh, it's just the shit that shit. I'm like, how?
I'd be calling that shit an itinerary.
So I'd be looking at it. I was looking at it. I was reading it. And I was reading it from the top to the bottom. I'm like, this shit is not making sense, Paige. Like, what do you? And then she's like, no, you got to read it from here. I'm like,
so for everyone, basically the one liner is it gives you the schedule of who's in what scene. What scene it is, what day it's happening, what the weather's gonna be like, if it's indoors, outdoors, it's everything.
Yo, now that you really explained it like that, it's so embarrassing that I did not know what the fuck it was.
Been working for years, bro. For years.
For this long, bro.
I made 20 years on July 16th.
Wicked,
20 years on July 16th, bro. A lot of people don't realize that shit.
That's really wicked, bro.
And I did not know what the fucking one-liner was. That's the conversation I have on.
I love
Gianni.
Thank you, bro. I wouldn't have known that shit.
He's next week. All right, let's get into some fan questions for you, because we didn't talk about any power this episode, but we got to have you back. Just because we had a good time. This is a great
one.
This is a great. We got to get you and Makai in one episode. We'll all have so much fun.
That would be so... Bro, we're not going to get to talk about shit about the show.
Yeah, at all. All right, so the first question is from Oh That's Vel, and they said, if you could pick anyone from Powerverse to be on the Streets Need a Body remix, who would it be?
I think this is a question I get asked a lot. I feel like, do you guys remember when 50 did the Kanan tape?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Did anybody else bump that shit? Like, I bumped the song of Post Malone is like one of my favorite fucking songs.
That shit. And you know what's crazy? Post Malone had remixed Window Shopper like a little bit before that.
I remember
that. I was like, yo, imagine him and 50 getting on the song.
Bro, and they did.
The Kanan tape was tough. So I feel like,
outside of being cliched and saying 50, right? I feel like actually having him tap back into that and do a Kanan
on an old school type of.
You can't beat 50.
What?
That's fire.
That'd be fucking crazy.
I was literally about to say, like, who else could you even pick from the pop? Like,
I think the only other person I would...
Or Joey, nigga. Like,
I was about to say that. The only other person I would want to see on a fucking song is Unique.
Kendrick.
Kendrick was in power as well.
Right. Kendrick, Mary, Meth. There's a lot of...
Yeah, that is true, too.
I watch anime, right? So, like, you ever watch Dragon Ball Z? It's like a god level, right?
The
people you're talking about right now are, like, so inaccessible to me, bro. Right. Bro, Method Man? Right. Auntie Mary, bro? Like, I'll
FaceTime either of them after this if you want.
I will fold, bro. Like, I just want you, I'm cool right now and all that shit. I will disappear. You ever seen that meme? He's like this. That's going to be fucking me, bro. Like, I'm not with, bro. Like, I'm still a fan. But I feel like getting an adult Kanan verse on one of my songs would go fucking crazy.
That would be tough.
Right.
That would be tough.
Not even to discredit anybody else, but like we got Jukebox to really Whitney Houston the fuck out of that.
Yeah, I don't think they meant the character themselves. I think they meant like of a rapper of the.
Oh, so then it
would still be 50 for I think for me.
I already gave that answer, so yeah, definitely 50. But I feel like. I'm not gonna lie, you might be right. I think Method Man will be the next person that I want to be on. Because I've been listening to Method Man since I was fucking four, bro. Like, I was one of the first songs I ever heard was M-E-T-H-O-D Man, bro. That was the third song I ever heard.
Game is undefeated, by the way.
Blaze?
What?
We gotta get a GameCube we gotta get your GameCube here and bring it back to LA. Yeah. Cause we're in the New York studio right now. People are like, wait, what? They went back.
We forgot to say. We gotta play Fight for New York, all that Vendetta.
You still got that shit?
I still have the disc, bro. I still have that on the PSP.
I don't have that on the GameCube.
The PSP is tough.
I got the PSP.
For some reason, my shit is not reading games right now, bro.
You gotta take it to Geek Squad. Shout out Geek Squad. They fixed the fuck out of my PSP and I appreciate you. Gotta take it to Geek Squad.
We're not plugging Geek Squad. They don't pay us.
No, but I do appreciate you.
I'm just kidding.
What's the next question? I bet. So, Forever Lil Nunu asks, are you and Famous personality similar in any way?
Embarrassingly, yes. So, like, when I was in high school, I wasn't the same person I am now. And I feel like I had to learn a lot in high school. Mm. Like, there's a story that I really don't tell, right? Mm. But make a long story short, when I first started high school, I came out of homeschooling.
I went from
Catholic school to homeschool to public charter high school.
That's wicked. I ain't gonna lie. That's a different transition.
That's a wild transition.
I have a little bit of experience in public school, but not like the full experience because like...
Four years.
I didn't have that 4-year experience because like my closest friends went to a school literally 10 minutes away from my crib. So I was sneaking through the cafeteria. I'd just be in the school not doing shit. I'd just be in there chilling.
I'll be
in their classrooms just chilling, not doing no work. So I never really got like the... You feel me? But like...
I feel you.
Going from homeschool to being fully locked into public school, having to do the curriculum, all of that shit.
Speak this. When I get to the school, right?
I would panic.
When I get to the school,
I'm not doing that.
I'm coming from Catholic school, basically. That's the last brick and mortar school I went to. So everybody's Mr. and Miss whatever. You feel me? I get to the school. I'm trying to join. And the administrator goes, hi, my name is Brenda. I'm like, okay. Like, I'm waiting for the last name.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Never told me.
They call first names. Yeah, that's weird.
So I was like, do I call you Brenda? She was like, yeah. I was like, okay, this is odd as fuck.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We start the first day of school, and I remember it being like a switch, bro. I'm going to ace this shit so easily, I don't have to put any effort in. Because the curriculum from homeschooling in fucking Catholic school was so much harder.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, I'm about to breeze through this bitch. I think it took 3 weeks. 3 weeks. I want to shout out two people, LaRon and Cordell. Y'all saved my fucking life. But... LaRon and Cordell peeped that I was getting a little too comfortable at that school. They were the deans.
LaRon and Cordell don't pay us, so we're not gonna plug that.
Shit, you not? They go, yo, you make music, right? I'm like, I was writing poetry at the time, so I'm like, hell yeah, bro, I make songs and all that shit. Fuck, they was like, we want to show you the studio. I can't confirm whether or not what happened in that room, but I came out a different person, bro. I was like, yo, they showed me so much shit. Like, bro, you think you're that person right now? Look at where that person's at. Look where the last dude who thought he was him, they just showed me Facebook posts. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, bro.
You're not him.
You're not him, bro.
You're not that guy, pal.
And it's crazy. I walk around that fucking school like, I'll offer be legal tender. I didn't have shit else that was that famous yet. Mm. I thought I was fucking him. Because like I said, it was a hood movie.
Thought it was him.
That
Turner.
Was a hood school that I went to. So real shit, it was like everybody in that school knew that movie. I was like, oh yeah, I'm him. Mm-hmm. They just showed me how many people they grew up with.
Right.
They showed me how many people they knew. They showed me how many people they spoke to on a day-to-day fucking basis that I see as inaccessible.
Right.
And it's like, yo, bro, you know he does security now? Yeah. Keep playing yourself.
Yeah.
That shit woke me up so fast, bro. I was like, by the way, there was no studio in this room. It was their office, bro. Right.
So it's similar to Famous, how in the scene where he's like, bro, get it together.
Hell yeah.
You're smoking, you're fucking around.
Lou's conversation with me was a conversation I had with LaRonna Cordell.
Life imitates art, baby.
Bro, life imitates art so much as I'm moving out of the crib that I'm in, I'm getting evicted in the show. Like, this is how much my life lines up to this shit, bro. It's crazy. And I feel like this show is like an homage to 16-year-old me.
Right.
It's like everything gonna be all right. You gonna make it, bro.
Yeah.
Just, and I feel like that's something I tell a lot of people that I meet. Everybody that has any type of craft.
That's why it couldn't be another Famous, nigga. And that's why I couldn't be another Famous, nigga. I'm trying to show you. That's tough, bro.
It just lined up. And I really do appreciate the writers that we have on the show.
Yeah.
I feel like they really gave me a lot of creative control over this. But they don't do that. Y'all know they don't do shit like that on shows, bro.
Yeah.
So I feel like...
Your writers are good about that.
Yeah. I feel like that's why I sync up so well with the character, and that's why it just looks so natural, is because I'm really just reverting. I'm doing all this off memory.
Right.
Mm. It's not even like I'm saying lines. There's been 3 scenes specifically in the show of season 2 that I remember doing with Makai, and we went completely off script.
Yeah.
Like, animated. The whole shit is almost improv.
No, and it made it in, yeah.
We made it.
Nice.
And it's like, that's just that.
That's fire.
Yeah.
If you get a whole scene off script and it still makes the...
Did you guys see the scene I get woken... The day I get kicked out by my mom.
Right.
Did you guys see it?
With the girl.
That was all improv.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
that
fire.
That entire scene between he and I was all improv.
That's fire.
I have a scar on the inside of my mouth from biting the inside of my fucking cheek. Because he was supposed to smack me at first. This thing just randomly twisted my nipple out of nowhere, and I could not stop crying, bro. I was dying for like 15 minutes. You see Sasha on the side like, all right, yeah, ha, ha, ha. Like, can we get back to fucking work, bro?
Right.
So I feel like, bro, it's just me in high school, bro. That's right. That's why it syncs up so much.
Fuck yeah, I love that, bro. Well, thank you so much
for coming. We'll have you back, bro.
Obviously.
And also, I was just watching the last episode last night. I didn't finish it. I fell asleep on you and Kay running. And you tripped.
We're gonna clear this out right now.
I was like, no.
Without incriminating myself too much. That's never fucking happened. I just want to throw that out there. I have never fucking fallen while running from the cops.
It's taking that long to get up, though.
Whoa, what?
I'm like, my man, you got the bread in your bag. You ain't got, yo.
Oh, you know what's so real?
I had to literally
leave my fucking Tim's almost completely unlaced, and they had to give me a size extra so I could just slow down just that much.
Because you're just naturally running, bro.
I don't know if you know that fear, right? But the fear you get when you hear a little whoop, like, bro, that shit is crazy.
I don't know the fear you guys have.
Literally, like, you know how some projects, they got, like, little grass areas and shit, so they got the outside gate and the inside gate. Mm-hmm. I remember one time I ran into a park by accident, not realizing that it was a one-way in, one-way out park.
Oh.
I hopped both fucking gates. You would have thought I was Spider-Man, bro. Like, I got fucking low,
by any
bro.
Means necessary.
What? So, real shit, when we did that scene, it's funny you bring it up. When we did that scene, I remember being told a couple times, like, just bring it back, bro. Yeah. And you're kind of leaving Makai, and then you got to fall, so what the fuck, man? It was great. It was a great show.
Nah, that shit was crazy.
That's why Makai got so lean this season, because he kept running in that scene.
Bro, we got worked out this season, bro. Like, we really did.
But I literally, that's the last thing I remember seeing until before I fell asleep. I'm like,
I promise you, that's not how I run from the cops.
I'm like, nah, not my nigga Famous. He got the bread in the bag.
You
got
to see what I'm
saying. I said, at least my son Kanan got low with the knocks, though. He had the knocks on. He got the tower. He got low.
Bad,
I said, at least they didn't catch him.
That'd have been
it's better
bad.
Famous with the money than Kanan with the knocks. We Gucci.
Type shit.
All right, plug your shit. Plug what you got, your Instagram, whatever.
I'm on Instagram as AJ Ortiz with an underscore at the end. You can find me on there. You can find me on Facebook. It's just AJ Ortiz. Yeah, those are the only two apps I really use, to be honest. I got off of Twitter. I could not.
Me
neither. I couldn't do
that.
Twitter is crazy.
Twitter is
that happened to TikTok though. TikTok is like,
I'm fighting it. I'm fighting it so much right now.
Just
bro.
Do it, bro. Just give it up.
That shit is good for your brand, bro. Because the algorithm,
I feel like
TikTok,
it's just too addictive though, right?
It is.
Listen, before like 2 years ago, I was like, I would never do that. Now I'm like,
bro, the amount of videos he made hating on TikTok like 2 years ago.
And I'm fucking kidding.
Now I'm literally like forcing
you. I was like, what the fuck is TikTok?
That's gonna be me, bro. You gotta see me do some stuff.
I was the same way.
But, that shit crazy.
TikTok lit though. That should have you active, bro. I'm trying to show you.
Say that. So you're gonna find me on TikTok. It's probably gonna be AJ Ortiz soon. Nobody really got
it. At least it's not gonna be King underscore XX65.
Bro, that was dead. It was K underscore XNG 3 underscores after that with a period. That's why nobody found me. I remember Courtney pulled up to me one day. She goes, You're not on social media? I was like, yeah, I am. I showed her my page. She goes, the fuck is that
name?
How the
fuck am I gonna find that name?
That was the day I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just change that. Yeah. I'm just work on that.
That's literally why I made the Michael Rainey Jr. Instagram mad long ago. Like before, like after I did my second movie, Love, I had an Instagram. I forgot what my name. I think it was like Team Trill or some shit like that. That shit was literally Team Trill, my nigga.
You know what's funny? I'm gonna leave y'all with this, right?
And then I just had to make the other one.
Anybody that knows your real name calls you Gianni. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that just says your first name, bro. It's Michael Rainey Jr. Yeah. Every time. Yeah. Like, I don't get that shit, bro. They be like, oh, you work with him? Well, we on different shows, but I do get to see bro sometimes. Yeah. Like, yo, what is Michael Rainey Jr. like? Like, shit, bro. Like, you know
Michael
him?
Rainey Jr.
Damn. Like,
that's funny.
Whole government, bro. Like,
that's crazy.
Bro, AJ's not my, like, AJ's a nickname. You feel me? Like, I'm not doing that. Point being, though, like, I don't like my name, but it's a nickname. You feel me? And it's like, it's not even like a nickname, but you're like, they're really calling you your whole fucking government. I've always wanted to ask you, does that bother you?
It don't bother me. It just feels weird that everyone kind of knows my government name, like my whole entire
your whole government, bro.
And on top of that,
they know more than that about you. Your birthday, they know.
Yeah, they know everything. Shit. But like, it just feels a little. It feels weird. It's like, damn, what the fuck? But it's like, whatever. A lot of people call me Tariq at the end of the day, so it kind of balances it out. Whatever.
Nah, yeah.
It kind of balances it out, so fuck it. But yeah, man, the cool has it, baby. Follow your boy. Where's 22 on Instagram, TikTok, Michael Rainey Jr. on Twitter, Michael Rainey Jr. on Instagram as well. I got two pages. Should be going crazy. But yeah, however you feeling, you can follow whatever one. Yeah.
We going back and forth from LA and New York. Right now we're in New York. We're gonna do 4 episodes here. So for the next month, we're gonna be in New York, but we're really only here for a couple days.
Yeah.
And then we're back in the LA studio. So
the boys are traveling, man.
Yeah, we're all over the place right now. We're doing bookings, so make sure you follow us at Gianni V. Paolo, Instagram, TikTok. Make sure you stay up on it. We got some cool stuff coming out. So Ghost coming soon, man.
The crew has it,
baby. You know what the fuck going on.
The crew has it, you have it. Raising Kane is season 2 out now. Go watch.
Oh, yeah, go tune in.
Gang! Fuck that, bro. That was so fun.
That shit was dumb fire. Lit. I mean, that's great fucking. That was like.